Clarion Books and Harper Audio present The Crimson Fortress by Akshaya Raman. Performed by Behzad Dabu, Aryan Kasam, Anushka Rani, and Dilshad Vatsaria. Dedication. For my pillars of strength, my childhood friends, my writing community, and my families, both blood and found. Chapter 1. Vera. The door was marked with a silver elephant. Vera held up the magical lantern she'd rented from the merchant at the mouth of the cave. I think this is it. In addition to the absurd amount he'd charged for a lamp that barely illuminated 5 feet of space around her, the merchant's instructions had been vague at best. A series of hand waves she'd interpreted to mean that the entrance to the tavern was somewhere within the network of caves.
You'll know it when you see it,
he'd said as he closed his grimy fingers over the 8 sares she'd handed him against her sister Ria's objections. But after nearly half an hour of wandering in the dark, without proof that there was anything here besides skittering beetles and fluttering bats, she was beginning to think the man had lied.
This better be it, Ria said, annoyed. We've wasted enough time already.
This entire excursion to the Adhura province had proved to be a test in patience. It took them a whole day of questioning vendors at several different markets in the sweltering heat to get a single lead on the scholar they were trying to find. It was a miracle they'd gotten this far, and that they'd survived the day without murdering one another. As Vera reached for the handle, her heartbeat quickened. Despite her best efforts to keep a hold on her emotions, hope bloomed in her chest. Or maybe it was desperation. She wasn't sure she could tell the difference anymore.
This could be another dead end,
Ria warned, as though she could read Vera's every thought. Vera felt herself flush, first with embarrassment at her own transparency, and then with irritation that her sister was treating her like a child who didn't know any better.
I'm well aware, thank you, she said curtly.
She was the one poring over Papa's journals night after sleepless night, piecing together arcane clues and historical fragments. There had been rumors for centuries that there were other quarries of magic scattered throughout Ashoka, purposefully hidden by the secretive and dangerous Kamala Society. In order to find them, one had to track down the ivory key, a legendary object said to unlock that lost magic. And Vera had found it. She'd become the first person in 500 years to hold that secret, only to discover that the ivory key didn't lead to the answers she'd searched for her entire life. It led to more questions, more codes to break, more mysteries to unravel. Papa had taught them the basics of cryptography, but the ivory key had turned out to be more complex than they'd expected. They needed an expert, someone who specialized in ciphers, someone they could trust to help them, because they were running out of leads and worse, time. That's why she was here, why she'd shirked her duties as a ruler and lied to her council yet again, to track down a scholar she'd found mentioned in Papa's old letters. Magic. If Vera could get more magic, she could fix everything. This was her last hope, or there wouldn't even be an Ashoka left for her to worry about.
I'm just trying to help, Ria said, a small frown creasing her forehead.
Vera forced herself to take a deep breath, stuffing down her muddled feelings. I'm sorry. You are helping. I'm just tired. It wasn't a lie. Being the Maharani of a dying country was exhausting. Every day her council brought her some new problem. News of Lyrian troop movements, a part of the border wall running out of magic, protesters gathering outside the Dvar fort. Ashoka was a country built on magic. A resource mined from the single quarry beneath the Dvar Palace, carefully processed by Mayaka, those who worked with magic, and put into objects. Magic was what powered carriages, transported messages, and lit the city. It was what protected Ashoka from invaders. It was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?